Who really upholds democracy? Commentary. Democrats at the federal and state levels of government routinely claim that they fight to defend, save, and uphold democracy in the face of assaults from extremist Republicans. Yet these extremists say they hope to restore America's greatness. Who is guarding democracy? Were Democrats defending democracy when they turned a blind eye to 3 to 4 months of riots across America in the summer of 2020? Did they prosecute members of Marxist groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter when they defaced and toppled iconic monuments, assaulted the police, and burned or looted scores of businesses to the tune of $2 billion in devastation? When have we ever witnessed radical conservatives generate such anarchy over lengthy periods of time? Are politicians upholding the rule of law when they paint the vast majority of peaceful protesters who remained outside the Capitol building on January 6, 2021, as terrorists? Moreover, the small number of knuckleheads who went inside the building during the election certification ought to be prosecuted in a proportionate manner. Too many were handed harsh sentences for misdemeanor activities. Yet some Democrats gloss over the egregious behavior of Representative Jamal Bowman, who shouted fire in a crowded Cannon House building by setting off a fire alarm on September 30 when there was no fire. Shouldn't he be suspended or expelled from Congress? Are politicians adhering to the Constitution when they remain fixated with loathing against one individual while manufacturing trumped-up charges against him? The current Justice Department treats progressives with kid gloves while consigning conservatives to the guilty until proven innocent inversion. This is similar to what Joseph Stalin's secret police chief Lavrentiy Beria would practice. Beria noted, "Show me the man and I will find you the crime." When will politicians focus on the genuine corruption of the administrative state with its insatiable thirst for power and the spending of taxpayer dollars? Why don't they labor to trim the debt and streamline government agencies? All of a sudden, Sacramento, California, Democrats are worried about crime and homelessness. Are they protecting Americans when they defund the police, utilize no cash bail, and treat criminals as victims? Soft-on-crime policies have elated criminals and enabled the homeless to avoid personal responsibility in a number of Democrat-run cities and states. This lawlessness adversely impacts business and community safety and prosperity. Unfortunately, too many politicians address these crises only when it directly affects them or an election looms on the horizon. Do political leaders enhance the national interest by allowing inflation to persist through energy dependency on nations that despise America? Are they protecting Americans when they coerce decarbonization edicts that they fail to practice themselves? Are they blissfully unaware that the pursuit of energy autonomy goals would bolster national security? Are politicians preserving democracy when they make political appointments based on the woke politics of color, gender, and race? Is a prearranged checklist the best way to choose successors at any level of government? What about the novel idea of selecting candidates according to individual merit and qualifications for the position? In Democrat-led cities and states, liberal politicians continue to push history as victimology rather than as a complicated process of human endeavors. Moreover, why would Democrats further harm gender-confused minors by recommending intersex drugs that can cause sterility or irreversible surgeries that generate untold suffering? Instead, wouldn't it be better to help these youngsters with counseling and social or spiritual support? Did politicians defend liberty and the rule of law when they mandated excessive COVID-19 lockdowns, masks, and vaccines? Indeed, many of the edict creators failed to adhere to their own mandates, so perhaps they were privy to data that they didn't share with the public. The outcome was devastating for businesses, schools, and young people who were denied a normal life. Democrats have stubbornly claimed that our southern border is secure and that we shouldn't believe our lying eyes. How could Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas passively engage in dereliction of duty by allowing millions of unvetted migrants to enter the United States, which upended the rights of citizens and legal immigrants? Now that it's too late, sanctuary governors and mayors are screaming that the border must be secured due to an intolerable flow of migrants who seem to have more rights than Americans. Just over 2 years ago, President Joe Biden carried out a questionable exit strategy from Afghanistan. Was it in the national interest to abandon Bagram Air Base and the nation in such a way to the ruthless Taliban? Why did Mr. Biden leave behind thousands of Afghan interpreters who had assisted our armed forces? Why did he leave vast amounts of military hardware behind? It's more than likely that this withdrawal fiasco has emboldened the Chinese Communist Party, Iran, North Korea, and Russia with their global ambitions. Who supports the rule of the people? In most cases, the current Democratic Party has failed to uphold liberty, blind justice, and security for the American people. Instead, they have eroded America's traditional principles by implementing socialist ideas that have been colossal failures for a century. Their goal is to transform a nation that doesn't need a metamorphosis. It's mind-boggling that people would continue to vote for people whose policies make life miserable for everyone except for themselves and elitist cronies.